A federal judge in Arkansas has given preliminary approval to a proposed settlement of a decades-long desegregation case involving Little Rock area school districts. Michael Hiblum with member station KUAR was in court for today's hearing.
Arkansas has paid over $1 billion since 1989 as part of a court order intended to help three school districts achieve a racial balance. State officials have been working to end the payments and finally reached a settlement with the districts and groups representing the students. Attorney Chris Heller is with the Little Rock School District.
Yeah, I think it's a good day for everybody. I'm looking forward to final approval. It's good to see all the school districts in the state and the Joshua interveners and the teachers all together pulling for kids.
Under the agreement, the state will make payments for three more years and improve facilities in the fourth year. For NPR News, I'm Michael Hiblin in Little Rock.
On Wall Street, both the Dow and the S&P ending the week in record territory. The Dow was up 54 points. The S&P gained 8 points today. This is NPR.